This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded.
I'd be careful answering that call. It could be another Z Morning Zoo phone scam.
Z104.
Hello?
Yeah, can I speak with Doug or Janet, please?
This is Janet.
Hey, Janet, this is Harold Stiles. I'm calling you from Camp Chick. We've had a couple of issues with DJ that we need to discuss with you.
Okay. Oh, my God. Is he okay? Please tell me he's okay. No, he's fine.
He's absolutely fine. He's having a great time. Probably a little too good, that's all, which is kind of why I was calling. Like I said, we've had a couple of incidents that he was involved in.
Incidents. He's a good kid. What did he do? Oh, my God. What did he do?
So, well, on the second night during bed check, we noticed a group of boys coming out of his cabin. And as you probably know, at bed check, everybody's supposed to be in their own cabin. So we went inside and we found out that DJ had been distributing Adderall to some of the other kids and making quite a bit of money off of it. All right, now, are these his Adderall pills we found? Do they belong to him?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Oh, my God, no. I wouldn't even know where he would get something like that.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is DJ. Are you sure this is my son? I mean, he's a really good guy. Are you sure he didn't get them from somebody else?
We asked him that because we thought the same thing. And then he told his counselors that snitches get stitches, whatever that means. So. Anyways, we confiscated the pills. I just wanted to make sure that he didn't need them for any reason.
No, he does not need them. His father and I are going to have a very long talk with him when he gets home. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for calling us and letting us know about. I have to call my husband now.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I don't want to interrupt you, but there is more.
I'm sorry. More? What more?
Well, we also caught him on the girls' campus in one of the girls' cabins. Apparently, he'd been spending the night with one of our female campers, and we had no idea.
What? He was what?
Yeah,
he
I was guess, doing, well, when they were doing was, bed checks, he would no. sneak out immediately after, and he would head over every night. We missed it the first couple nights, but then one of our counselors found him hiding in one of the girls' beds with the covers over him. So,
oh, my God. He's going into seventh grade. Where the hell is he getting this?
Well, I don't know, but it looks like you can probably go ahead and skip those sex ed classes next year because that boy knows exactly what he's doing.
Oh, my God. I am stunned. Sorry.
Yeah.
What has my husband been showing him? Oh, my God.
Hold on. Now, there's a couple other things here as well. Did DJ's dad show him how to make something called an orange crush? Apparently, he's been getting his entire cabin drunk on some kind of mixture involving orange juice, cough medicine, and bug spray.
No, okay. At this point, no. This can't be true.
Him in something called a punishment tent, which we only use in rare cases when we need to keep an eye on a camper. And he ended up burning that to the ground. So you're probably going to get a bill on that.
My son did this. Are you sure you don't have another kid with the same name?
No, he also seems to have started some sort of cult where some of the other kids are getting what they call initiation tattoos, but they're actually just burning each other with a hot clothes hanger. So one of the kids said DJ told them everybody had to do it. Yeah. There's also a popular roomie here at camp that he has actually stolen the bus keys and is making plans to take some of his friends up to Dover Downs Casino tomorrow night, which may or may not be true. We can't locate the keys, so we don't know.
Okay, can I please talk to my son? Can I please talk to my son?
Well, that's the other thing. I was hoping maybe you had talked to him already. We don't know where he is. We haven't even seen him since Wednesday.
What? Are you kidding me? You better be joking right now. You better so be joking right now.
Well, okay,
I left him in your chair.
Actually, Janet, the good news is we are. This isn't DJ's camp at all.
Oh,
this is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show.
Oh,
and right now you're being phone scammed.
Oh, my God, you guys. You gave me a freaking heart attack. You had me so cool. Do you not know this is his first summer at camp?
Yes, we do know. Oh, we do know that. In fact, your husband, Doug, said he's doing absolutely fine, so don't worry. But he wanted us to scare you a little bit, so that's why we're
calling.
I'm
going to kill him. I'm going to kill him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.